Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a very, very busy day. Apparently, some federal judges have reaffirmed their stay on the COVID-19 vaccine mandate that's going to affect millions of small businesses and employers. So we're going to talk about what happened there and what happens next when it comes to the vaccine mandate and employers' rights versus employee rights and all that. We have a young Austrian child that I believe, is it Austrian or I have to double check, who I think was exposed to gonorrhea. And he was exposed to gonorrhea through a swimming pool. Now, we're not supposed to be getting STDs in a swimming pool. So once we get more information, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, once they wake up and get on that story, we're going to share that with you. In the meantime, though, in other Austrian news, apparently the country is locking down those who are unvaccinated. So we are talking about in Austria, 2021, those who are unvaccinated can only leave the house for certain reasons, have to show their papers in terms of vaccines. If not, there will be fines, sanctions. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how measles, we might have this global threat of measles because a bunch of kids didn't get up to date on their vaccines. We've been all worried about COVID and COVID vaccines and all that, that just the regular routine things we do with children didn't get done. And about 22.3 million children did not get the measles vaccine, so now they're concerned about measles spread, as well as what's happening in terms of borders and migrants and refugees coming in. I love the 80s. I love rock. And apparently it's a little different now. When you go to a concert, you might actually be called up on stage and get peed upon. We're going to talk about how one lead singer urinated on a fan and then kicked him off the stage. And then Medicare rates have jumped 14.5%. People are a little ticked off. We're going to talk about that as well as deductible. And we're going to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I had a very interesting weekend. I have to tell you guys about this because, you know, it was a great weekend. You know, had a Friendsgiving with these guys from the Gentlemen's League. Really, really cool group of guys and wives. So, had a great Friendsgiving. So, I got to eat really good turkey because I'm not going to get to celebrate Thanksgiving because I'm going to be in the hospital having surgery and stuff. But it was a great weekend there. Then we went to the club. Yeah, I went to another club. XS. Fantastic. It's at the Encore. Marshmallow was the star, but there were other DJs there too. And oh, it was great. There were poles. We'll talk about the club scene because my old ass was, you know, there as usual, right? Making some moves. But I had a little incident with one of my kids. And he's okay, but he made the terrible mistake of thinking that you could, through our technology, yell at his mama. So apparently what my kid did is he responded to me by going all caps and sending me an all cap text. Now I know. Did you see the lightning? Did you see the earthquake? Oh yeah. We were at DEFCON 1. Right. I mean, when I got that text, and then he gave me more text in all caps, more text. He has not released. In fact, you can't do a caps lock on a text, which means when he was texting me, he was yelling each individual letter, because when you text all caps, I think you have to keep hitting the text number unless you tell Siri, hey Siri, you know, I can't say, she'll wake up right now, text all caps to my mama. Now, I don't know what the hell planet he thinks he's from, or he's on. There is no way any sort of yelling, right, at your mama is considered okay, let alone through text. All right, so it was, yeah, we went at it. We went at it, and he was remote. He was across town when it happened. He thought that he could be across town and 20 miles of Las Vegas Strip and corridor and desert and Allegiant Stadium being between us and T-Mobile Arena would, you know, shield my life. My wrath. And it got ugly. So I still haven't gotten an apology, but I think he is now deathly afraid of actually using the capital letter arrow before he texts his mama. So I bring this up because, I mean, our kids are figuring out other ways to challenge us. I mean, they are. And they think if they can't be in the same room and they're fearful of how we'll act if they try to yell at us in person, and I don't care how much bigger he is than me. I'm his mama. I can whoop that kid's butt. But they are now going to, through email or through their text, which if they have already done, through emojis, even emojis. You know what gets me? The question mark. I'll text my kids something, and they'll come back with a huh. Yeah, like what I am saying is incomprehensible. Like it's gibberish. Like whatever I am saying doesn't even fit the current vernacular of this century, that they can't understand me without like a senior citizen translator. That's what that means when they give me a question mark. And I worry because, you know, if I outlive my husband, which I hope I don't do, they're going to throw my butt into a nursing home. So, you know, we've gotten, you know, some arbitrators involved, right? You know, we're right now in our respective corners. We're taking a breather. But after my show today, I have to have it out because nobody all caps their mama. Nobody question marks me. And if I have something to say, the only thing that should be coming out of a kid's mouth is yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. Or if I tell them to, like, do something, how quickly do you want it, Mom? How good do you want that job done? But none of this, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know where they get these guts. If I would have texted all caps to my parents, all my fingers would have been, like, decimated. I don't get it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, I'm going.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Every year, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to make changes to their health benefits during Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, which ends on December 7th. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
As we near the deadline of the annual election period, or AEP, it is important to review your coverage and determine if your plan is right for your needs next year. Pay attention to extra benefits that are not available in original Medicare, but may be built into a Medicare Advantage plan, such as dental, vision, transportation, or telehealth. Review the plan, its costs, including copays, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs, and make sure your favorite facilities and doctors are in-network. Finally, talk to your doctor about necessary preventative screenings. Remember, you can find the information you need online without leaving your home.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we got some updates also with the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. Apparently, the judge has dropped one of the charges as it pertains to him carrying an assault rifle. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how there is a hero that prevented a bombing of a hospital in Liverpool, England. So we're going to talk about that as well. But, you know, making headlines last week was the fact that there was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, or the, that had originally put a stay on this COVID-19 vaccine mandate where you have to vaccinate or test. And they actually reaffirmed it. They had done it kind of like an emergency stay. Then they said they were going to review the law, review it, and then they came back saying, yeah, this mandate is flawed. And what's very interesting is the reasoning for it. And what I liked about this document that they wrote is I can understand it. Okay, I mean, I've been through how many years of school? I don't really understand what Congress writes and these bills and everything. But when this appeals court wrote their reasonings, it was really language that we all could understand, and it just made perfect sense. And as I said, there's a lot of us that support the vaccine but do not support the mandate, and we just don't think it could fly. Well, the appeals court really attacked OSHA's overreach on OSHA thinking that they could now take on health policy when their job is supposed to be employee safety. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, making sure all employees are vaccinated is employee safety. But remember, there's studies that show vaccinated individuals carry viral load as well. So if they're really worried about COVID being in the workplace, they have to also ban vaccinated individuals who could spread it too. So, although I don't even think the judges even went that far. They didn't have to. So states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, as well as a slew of a bunch of other entities have petitioned the appeals court to put a stay on the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for businesses of those greater than 100 employees. And in their document, the court found, I mean, they just thought it was flawed, flawed, flawed. So first, they thought it was over-inclusive. So first they said, what this mandate is it's affecting everybody across all industries without taking into account you could have a lone security guard working on a night shift that's not around others being now mandated to do the exact same thing as somebody is in a workplace, in a warehouse or a busy work setting. So they thought it was like a broad, over gross sort of general rule that didn't really take into account people's particular jobs. I would also add it's not taking into account some of the first responders and how they have been working through COVID this whole time and obviously have some immunity. They want to show their immunity. So it just didn't make sense. They also thought it was under-inclusive because they said, wait a second here. You are saying that this has to happen to protect people's lives. And sorry, I gotta tell you, man, when I hydrate. To protect people's lives. And you are making this mandate for those with over 100 employees. So does that mean if you work for a place with 99 or less employees, your life isn't as important? It didn't make sense. Now, I know some of you are going, yeah, I wish they didn't bring that up because we have 50 employees or we have 20 employees. But they make a point. They're like, you know, you're trying to do this to large employers and you're doing it for public health, but now you're not including those that might work for a company that has less employees. They also thought it was flawed because, they were pretty good with this. They go, how is OSHA calling this an emergency when Biden brought this up 2 months ago and it took them 2 months to come up with this? Meanwhile, the pandemic's been going on for 20 plus months and they're calling this an emergency where they have to do this now. The vaccine's been out for almost a year. So they found flaws with that. And then they were like, a naturally immune unvaccinated worker may be at less risk than an unvaccinated worker who was never exposed to the virus. Now this is something I was telling you. I was vaccinated, but I was vaccinated back in January, February. You're firing workers who have been exposed day in, day out, know that hospital ward, know that ER, know that community. And you're going to fire an unvaccinated worker that could have natural immunity and hire me, even though I was an ER doc and even though I do know my medicine, I haven't been in that hospital. I don't know that community. How is how is somebody with natural immunity, you know, put in the same, the same box as, okay, well, you've never been exposed. Well, they have antibodies. So the judges brought that up as well. But the court said that the mandate exceeds federal authority as a person's choice to remain unvaccinated and forego regular testing falls under non-economic inactivity, which falls within the state's police power. So they're saying this isn't even federal. If you're going to mandate something for workers, and it's going to be under this umbrella, it's a state's issue, not OSHA, to step in and come in. And they found that if they didn't honor the petition, it would cause irreparable harm, violating one's liberty who is forced to make a choice between job and jab. They finally conclude that OSHA does not make health policy, finds agency to be violating the constitutional structure that safeguards our collective liberty. So, like I said, we could be as, you know, happy that the vaccine exists and is pro-vaccine, but when you're going to make a mandate, which I've always been against, you're really opening up a can of worms. One is you're giving power to an agency that really doesn't have that power. Two is you're now opening up employers to lawsuits, fines, where disgruntled employees could try to turn them in. And by the way, there's not enough OSHA watchdogs, so employees can basically be the watchdog. So if they don't like their employer, and, you know, or they want the employer's job or whatever, you know, they could say, oh yeah, I saw somebody not wear a mask. I mean, it's putting employees and employers, when we need to be a team, I mean, we need to be a family. In a good employment arena, you're family. I mean, you're getting the job done. You're taking care of what needs to be done. You're taking care of your employees. And you guys work synergistically. This mandate now pits employer and employee. So if an employee has a religious view, if an employee is worried about their body or their health, I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wants nothing to happen to his body because, you know, his whole team depends on him. And you could say, well, then he shouldn't want COVID. Well, to him, you know, he feels he has antibodies. He feels he has immunity. He doesn't want to stick anything into his body. Doesn't he have that right? So if employees go to their employer and their employer is being told by the government that they have to force this or fire them or make them go through regular testing, it now totally disrupts the employer-employee relationship that took years to build, and it really destroys our whole labor industry, and it actually destroys the labor movement, because employees have been fighting for rights where their employer butts the hell out of their health. That their employer has no right to talk to them about birth control, no right to talk to them about abortion, no right to intervene with whether they smoke, no right to violating their privacy of their medical issues. And all that went away where, well, you know, the employer needs to know because it's public health. Meanwhile, I, who have been vaccinated, could be walking around still carrying the virus. It makes no sense. So these judges aren't wrong. So what happens next? Well, it could go up to another district. It could be, it probably is going to fall under the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court is going to have some cojones and actually interpret the law properly when it comes to this. And if they rely on that 1905 ruling where the Supreme Court at the time found a smallpox vaccine and a fine of $5 constitutional, this isn't completely applicable because we have proof now and evidence that vaccinated individuals spread it as well. So you've got to come up with another reason why you're forcing somebody to come on the workplace with a vaccine. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN. Don't go away.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Biden will be meeting virtually Monday night, Washington time. It will be Tuesday morning in China. According to Chinese state media, their meeting is to tell the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. The United States has several issues, including more openness to the origins of COVID-19 that poisoned the world. The Austrian government has started a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people to combat rising coronavirus infections and deaths in that country. The move prohibits unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities. After conducting storm damage surveys on Sunday, the National Weather Service determined 8 tornadoes touched down in the Northeast Saturday, spread across Long Island, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as a senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the recently passed bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. A scheduled signing ceremony is expected Monday.
President Biden and his advisors and cabinet members have continued to tout the big infrastructure bill that the president will be signing at a Monday afternoon ceremony at the White House, but Republicans are pointing to the U.S. economy under Biden's leadership. Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Missouri on Fox News saying,
"The American people vote with their wallet. And right now, the Democrats have control of Congress, the Senate, and the White House. And look at, in the short 10 months of which that has happened, inflation is up."
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people. The systems have been taken offline. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my grandfather and his family fled Austria during the Holocaust. His family luckily survived. They fled, went to Israel. My grandmother and her immediate family fled Germany, went to Israel. It wasn't Israel at the time. It was called Palestine. And luckily they made it to Israel. They met. Then they had my daddy. And then my dad later moved with them to America, where they met my mom, and then they had me. And so, you know, Austria is a beautiful country, one of the most beautiful countries I've been to, Germany as well. But they had to flee it, and they fled it early enough, thank God, before they could have been taken away to the concentration camps, like a lot of our other family from Poland and Russia. who didn't make it. In fact, I think the only family of mine that made it were just those two that got out of the Holocaust and World War II alive. And so on my father's side of the family. So when you hear Austria is going to be patrolling people, ordering them on lockdown, checking their papers, it just kind of, you know, gets the hair on the back of your neck up. And, it, you know, it's interesting because a lot of Jews are mixed in terms of when people talk about the lockdowns and people talk about the draconian measures going on, they bring up the Holocaust, they bring up Germany, they bring up Nazi Germany and Austria. And, you know, some people get mad going, don't you dare relate the two because the atrocity, you're diluting the atrocity. And others bring up, we're finding patterns, and we keep saying never again, never again, then don't we want to call it when we see a pattern? And so, you know, I'm mixed, okay? I mean, there's no way to bring my family back. There's no way to bring, you know, the millions and millions of Jews and Christians and gypsies and homosexuals and prisoners and anybody that the Nazis decided to kill. There's no way to bring them back, and there's, I don't think, anything you could even compare. But I do agree wholeheartedly that if we see any patterns to pre-Nazi Germany, we call it. And we, look at how we're trying to fight racism and we're trying to fight all sorts of horrible things that happened in our past that still happen, like human trafficking, slavery, marrying young children off to older men. I mean, these are things that are still happening in our current millennium. And if we don't call it and say, look, we have atrocities going on, you know, or we have a behavior that could lead to atrocities, we have a problem. Now, do you have to bring up the Holocaust? Well, you could just say pre-Nazi Germany. That doesn't necessarily mean you are comparing what's happening in terms of a lockdown to a concentration camp. And I agree, you can't compare the two. But, if you're seeing similarities, please call it. You're not going to insult me as a Jew. I don't want anything to happen similarly that what happened during World War II. And we have a very, very volatile world right now. We have some crazy, crazy things happening from governments across the world thinking that these behaviors are okay when the science doesn't dictate it. It's a scary time. So I have no problem saying, you know, if you guys think that there is some sort of a pattern that you see. So what's happening in Austria is they are starting to face more cases of COVID. And so the Austrian government is ordering a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people, and it started last night. Anybody who is 12 or older, it's not going to affect those 12 and under because they technically can't get a COVID vaccine, but anybody who has not been vaccinated, you have to stay home and lock down unless you're getting groceries. They say unless you're going to work, so you could still work, I guess, but then you got to get home. It looks like you just can't go to the movies and you can't go clubbing to the club, or to go and get vaccinated, or if you need to go for a walk to get some fresh air. But other than that, your butt has to stay home. Now, the enforcement is going to be done by their police. They will levy fines of about $1,600 or 1,450 euros. And the lockdown is going to at first start for 10 days. It might be expanded beyond that. It affects about 2 million people in the country of 9 million. Again, kids at this point aren't included because they can't officially get vaccinated. Once that vaccine comes out, then they're also going to be then under those rules. Now, Austria has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe. About 65% of the total population is fully vaccinated. So Austria has seen a, quote, worrying rise of infections. Authorities reported 11,552 new cases on Sunday. A week ago, there was 8,500. Plus, they've seen more deaths. About 17 new deaths were reported yesterday. Their pandemic death toll stands at 11,700. Their infection rate is now 775 per 100,000 cases. In Germany, it's 289 per 100,000. So as they're unvaccinated, seems to be more at risk That's what they're doing. They're going to lock them down. Now, I always get worried when I see a country do that, because then other countries go, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't we do it too? And they don't have to worry as much about votes, because again, if they're talking about 35% of their population, that's a minority. Many of you have asked, what's the big deal? You know, get the vaccine. Why are people stubborn? Okay, well, you know, coming from Austrian roots, Austrians are stubborn. We're stubborn. Okay, you know, if we don't want to put something in our body, we don't want to put something in our body. And you guys are forgetting also, you know, the ethnic, the cultural, you know, beliefs. You know, a lot of us, it's not just about our religion and who we pray to. It's also how we manage illness. So some of the toughest people in multiple countries and continents, as you see, when you get ill, they have a plan. Their plan is get some sunlight. Their plan is eating herbs. Their plan is exercising. Their plan is putting some dirt on it and moving on. In America, we're very, let's go to the pharmaceuticals. Let's go to the pharmaceuticals. You know, I came from a family where you rarely took medicine unless you needed it. And throughout the years, I mean, you know, now, I have a whole medicine cabinet. I got something for the stomach. I got something for cough. When my kids get diarrhea, I do not tell them to take an antidiarrheal, because I want them to get whatever virus or parasite out. I don't want them to get dehydrated. But why am I going to stop that? You know, if you need to get it out, and if I stop it, then it just brews longer. So, you know, I come from thinking also that even though I support vaccine, because my kids are vaccinated and I've been vaccinated, hubby's vaccinated, many countries out there and many other cultures, it's still very foreign, you know, and natural immunity is huge. Natural immunity is huge cross-culturally. So when people say, gosh, you know, people are just being stubborn, they're doing it to be political, they're doing it to, you know, to fight the government, when you talk to people, they seriously don't want anything interfering with their immunity. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, I heard a lady kind of, you know, oh, I'm so mad at Aaron Rodgers, I'm so mad at Aaron Rodgers. I heard her say that yesterday while the game was on. And I'm like, this man, I don't know how much his body is insured. I don't know how many millions of people, right, rely on Aaron Rodgers, because that's their money, that's their job, that's, you know, his playing for the Packers. You know, for him to take that risk to inject something into his body, even though I look at it as, well, you know, you could be at risk for COVID, I could appreciate him not wanting to take that chance. Look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady has one of the strictest diets in the NFL. What he puts into his body is so premeditated, so calculated. And he's gonna take a chance. Now, maybe he got the shot, maybe he didn't, I don't know. But a lot of, was it Kirk Cousins as well? A lot of, you know, people are, that's of their upbringing. That's of their thinking. So this lockdown that's going on in Austria, we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't be surprised if it lasts longer, because we are seeing more COVID come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. Don't forget to call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or hit me with your emails. I'll answer them as quickly as I can at drdahlia@hotmail.com or on our website at drdahlia.com. Okay, so, you know, whenever I heard about Medicare, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to listen to that till I'm a senior. And so whenever they would talk about Medicare and Social Security, I'm like, all right, well, it's not going to look the same way when I finally need it. So you guys just do whatever. And by the time I turn 65, I'll pay attention. Well, no, we all need to pay attention. We all need to pay attention with what's going on right now. So the big headline that happened this weekend was Medicare had announced their price increase, and there's some sticker shock. And some of you looked at it going, okay, it's not that big a deal. It's only a $30 increase in a deductible. It's only a 14.5% premium, monthly premium increase. That is a big deal. That's one of the largest hikes yet. And I think it's representative of a few things. One is that America has mismanaged a lot of the money. The government is mismanaging money that you have put in for decades for your Social Security, for your Medicare. Number two, it means they're struggling. It means they are concerned that they are expending more than they are bringing in, and we'll talk about some of their expenditures. And three, it's going to be a pattern of, even though we have this kind of socialized sort of system of, look, we're going to take care of you, which I do agree with in terms of our vulnerable and elderly, and I don't even think we're allowed to say vulnerable anymore, those who have health challenges, it shows that there's going to be cost sharing. There's not ever going to be enough money to say the government's got you. We have you. And when you look at Medicare, you see how flawed Medicare is. I always thought that when my parents were working, they were paying taxes, that when they got older, any of their health was going to be handled because Medicare got passed in the 60s. Well, no. You have Medicare Part A, but you have Part B. You also have Part D. Some of you need Part C, where you bundle it all together and get a Medicare Advantage program. So your Medicare that you have been working your whole life for, that money isn't there for all your doctor visits, for all your medications. So here we are in 2022, that the average premium is going up about 14.5%, your deductible about 14.7%. So if you make less than $91,000 a year, you have to pay about $170 a month. If you make under $114,000 a year, you're paying about $238 a month. If you're making $114,000 to $142,000, you're going to pay about $340.20 a month. If you make $142,000 to $170,000, you're going to be paying about $442 a month. If you're making under $500,000, you're paying about $544 a month. And if you're making over $500,000, you'll pay $578 a month for your Medicare. Your deductible will jump up to $233 from $203. Actually, I think I have a little typo in here. After the deductible is met, though, that doesn't mean insurance covers it. Medicare will only pay 80%. You still have to pay 20%. So it's still acting like a regular health insurance. And so the costs are going up, and public officials are saying, yeah, but remember, you got COLA with Social Security. Social Security is going to go up 5.9%. Well, when people calculated that, it's taken a big bite. So, yeah, you got more Social Security, but food prices have gone up. Rent has gone up. Gas has gone up. Nursing, home care, if your insurance isn't covering it, all that is going up considerably. And if you are having any extra income coming in, that's down because you're closing your business because there's no staff that are willing to work in COVID. So that what many people are feeling, that whatever Social Security is going up as, is not enough to cover this. So to recap, Medicare is the health insurance that's offered by the federal government for those over 65 and those with disabilities. Medicare is for anybody over 65, younger people that have disabilities, and people with end-stage renal disease, permanent kidney failure requiring dialysis or a transplant, so ERS or ESRD. Medicare Part A covers a hospital, skilled nursing facility, hospice care, and home health care. Some home health, not a lot. Medicare Part B, that's what covers going to the doctor, your outpatient care, your medical supplies, your preventative services. But Part D coverage is where your prescription drugs come in. So Part D will add prescriptions to your original Medicare. Why the hell doesn't Medicare cover prescriptions already? Well, because prescription costs fluctuate. They're expensive. Some Medicare private fee for service plans, Medicare medical savings account plans, Medicare cost plans. Part D could be added to any of those. Why are there so many plans? I don't get it. And these plans are offered by insurance companies and other private companies that Medicare approves of. And they could also offer prescription drug coverage that follows the same rule as Medicare drug plans. And then you got your Medicare Advantage, your Part C, which is an all-in-one. It's an alternative to Medicare, which should cover A, B, and D. To me, this is unacceptable. I've always had an issue with this. Older individuals don't need the confusion of what to buy. I see Jimmy Walker, and I love Jimmy Walker, you know, from Good Times. And he's trying to push, call this number, it's free. There's, I think, William Shatner and Joe Namath. They're trying to have seniors call this number to figure out their benefits and help them through this. This should be a slam dunk. All right, if you worked and you put in, or not even if you worked, but, you know, you're an American citizen, you know, you paid your dues, you worked, the system should be, look, I'm over 65, don't be asking me for anything. Don't be asking me for a card, don't be asking if I have A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This is what we worked for. You know, we're talking about Medicare for all. The Medicare system is flawed. And so now they're saying one of the reasons why is because the FDA approved a Alzheimer's drug, aducanumab, and it costs about $56,000 a year. It's an IV infusion. It's given in a provider's office. It's about an hour-long infusion. You get it every 4 weeks, but that falls under Medicare Part B. So if FDA has approved it, and now people need it because we have such an aging population and we want to stave off dementia, now it's going to cost more, which is why the government better be careful promising, you know, to pay for things and give freebies, because our seniors and our people with disability were promised care at no charge originally. And this is what they're dealing with. They're paying more so we could, you know, send money elsewhere, to the border, to college, to, you know. So the national health expenditure data said national health spending is projected to grow at an average annual rate of 5.4% to reach $6.2 trillion by 2028. That's only 6.5 years away. National health expenditures have grown. Price of medical goods and services have accelerated. They say 2.4% per year. Among major payers, Medicare is expected to experience the fastest spending growth, largely as a result of having the highest projected enrollment growth, meaning we got a lot of baby boomers. The insured share of the population is expected to fall from 90.6% in 2018 to 89.4% to 2028. So, if you're not having as many people pay taxes, if you have more baby boomers, right, and drugs are costing more, and we're outliving, you know, what we used to, you know, die from, like heart attacks and cancer, it's going to cost more. So then why isn't that being focused on? It's not. We just have to pay more. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.